Today with Amazon Business, Shannon Stuckey of Walburn Woodworking helped her team buy 63 circular saws.
Okay, Andy, take it easy.
Now she uses her time to focus on growing something big. Buy smarter, dream bigger. Visit Amazon Business, your partner for smart business buying. Amazon Business honors Ricardo Gurgel, owner of Veggie Root Tavern. This week, Ricardo saved big and used Amazon Business to help his team buy commercial deep fryers at a quantity discount. Because even veggies can be fried.
I'm gonna need 2 orders of fried fiddleheads.
With business buying easier than before, Ricardo now uses his extra time to focus on growing something big. Buy smarter, dream bigger. Visit Amazon Business, your partner for smart business buying. Mmm, fiddleheads. Yum.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
Y'all might remember, this is about a couple weeks back, actually a month now, we interviewed an actor by the name of Robert Davi. Mr. Davi was, in conjunction with Breitbart Studios, putting on a film called My Son Hunter. And that film was pretty good. I mean, I've got to be honest with you. It first 10 minutes, I had to get the gist. You know how sometimes with a director, you need to kind of figure out where their head is, why they shot certain scenes the way they did, the narrative of the script. And once you get where the movie's going, the vibe of the movie, then you get in sync and then the movie flies. And that's exactly what happened with My Son Hunter. I can only imagine how many left-wingers out there, however many actually went and saw it. And it's downloadable. You can go get it at Breitbart. I wonder about the concepts that they may be hearing for the very first time. I wonder if folks over at CNN, who had been ignoring the Hunter Biden laptop, folks over at the New York Times, they saw the movie and are like, well, what's this all about? Well, I have no idea. The Associated Press didn't tell me anything about this. So I've often wondered what the feeling would be if you are a left winger in the biased press and you think that the world teeters on whatever the Democrat Party says. If they say it's January 6th and your whole life is January 6th and nothing else the Democrats are doing to harm the country is relevant. If you think that the press narrative is Donald Trump is bad, then you ignore the actual betrayal, treasonous activities of the Hunter Biden family and his dad, the big guy, 10% big guy, Beijing Biden. So the reason I bring up Robert Davi and that film is because I'm noticing, and you know who's really doing a lot of great work in this arena is the Daily Wire. I'm noticing the parallel economy. Our buddy Dan Bongino talks about this. I'm noticing the parallel economy starting to develop where left-wingers aren't consulted. Left-wingers are not needed. Their money isn't taken, their audience participation isn't needed, that basically these are traditional pro-American films or with conservative ideas or, you know, basically stuff that sticks in the craw of left-wing woke crazy people. And they're making money off of the conservative audience only and saying to hell with the liberal audience. Remember back in the day when we had a United States of America and sports and movies and entertainment of every kind was appealing, no partisanship. They were appealing to everybody. Just come and have fun, whether you're Republican or Democrat. The leftists ruined all of that. The Democrats ruined all of that. So now that they've infiltrated Hollywood, there's a new Hollywood outside of California developing with modern day technology. Now that they've taken over woke sports, people are turning off the NFL, turning off the communist Chinese NBA, turning off woke base Major League Baseball. When they all decided to start kneeling for the flag and going woke and all of that, real Americans started finding alternatives. And it's happening now in film and entertainment. Speaking of that flag, many of you, like me, have been distressed over what we've been seeing from the American left. They're defecating on that flag and everything that goes with it. And this story that I'm about ready to tell you or share with you with the creator of a new film. This is John Snyder's new film. You all remember John Snyder from the Dukes of Hazzard and from Smallville. He played Jonathan Kent on Smallville. This story centers around the sacred flag. And it's based on a true story that was created by John Snyder. Now look, I've got to be honest with you. This film got no support from corporate Hollywood. Got no support. So it was done as a labor of love for the value of the story. And it's a good story. So recently I sat down with the creator of that story. Who wrote it? Who produced it on a shoestring budget? The one, the only, the legendary John Snyder joins the Salcedo Storm podcast next.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
With the exception of Top Gun, I can't think of anything patriotic or pro-American that Hollywood does these days. So it is something that I've been observing, folks, that those who are patriots in Hollywood who get identified and blackballed right away by the studio system are branching out and doing their art to bring good quality entertainment to we the people that we the people miss, because Hollywood is dedicated to delivering for Democrats while these other patriots are dedicated to delivering for, you know, we the people in the audience. One such man is actor, filmmaker, and musician John Snyder. He has extensive acting career. Of course, iconic roles as Bo Duke on The Dukes of Hazzard, Jonathan Kent on Smallville, and Jim Cryer on Tyler Perry's The Haves and Have-Nots, along with many more acting gigs to his title. He has written and directed and produced and stars in a new film, To Die For. It's available today, To Die For. Movie.com, to dieformovie.com. I'm going to give that out several more times after I welcome John Snyder. Mr. Snyder, welcome back.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I love
that introduction.
Oh, thank you, sir.
And yeah, isn't it strange that people with so much money spend so much of it to kiss the ring of such a small part of our numbers, really.
Amen.
I mean, there's not, we totally outweigh and outnumber the opposition.
It's true. The common sense Americans.
Hollywood doesn't care. And you know, it didn't used to be that way. You know, from the old guy sitting on the fence, and that's me now, right? Mm. I'm now Uncle Jesse. That's what happened. And we used to have a thing on network television called Standards and Practices.
Yeah.
And there were things that you could do at 10 o'clock that you couldn't do at 9 o'clock, and things at 9 you couldn't do at 8, and et cetera, et cetera. And that went away when cable networks started coming around and home box office, and all of a sudden we went from 3 to 30 to 500 to 1,000 to an unlimited number of channels or whatever they are. And they lost their mind. As far as I can see, they've really had little to no creative opposition.
True. True. And I think, but that pendulum, I think, is swinging back the other way. And that's when I saw the trailer, and by the way, we're on radio. I know I had you on TV already. So when we're on radio, we got time to explore this. We got time. Let's just put it that way. So let's talk about To Die For. I watched the trailer, and I've actually talked about the trailer here and on the podcast. And I tell you that the trailer was put together in such a way to where you watch this metamorphosis of a guy who is just a normal, everyday American guy, a veteran, who loves his flag, and then it takes you through this journey of this guy having to battle snot-nosed brats and to battle individuals who hate the flag. Tell me what inspired the film.
I was in New Mexico, I think, last year, and I read a story, came over my phone, about a guy who had a restraining order against him. They said he couldn't drive within 300 yards of a local high school with the flag on the back of his truck, the American flag on the back of his truck. And a couple of times in my life, I've been writing a long time. I actually wrote the last episode of Dukes. I hope that's not why it was the last episode of Dukes. But occasionally I'll hear something, and a little voice in my head will say, well, there goes a year of your life. You've got to sit down and start writing that right now. So I talked to my bride, and by the way, she produced the movie, and we met when she hired me to do a movie. So she's not in that industry because of me. She used to run Robert Evans' company at Paramount.
Wow.
And, she's the real deal. And we decided we had to make this movie, and we had to make it. It had to come out today. So this whole plan came to me like in an odd piece of inspiration, so that people could watch it and talk about it with like-minded people and non-like-minded people, which perhaps is even more important, before the midterm elections. So this is something whose intention is to inspire people to have conversation and to give voice to the otherwise oddly timid conservative.
Yeah, you know.
And that came from one article I read. So, our cinematographer was actually he won an Emmy. His name is Sean Fairburn. He won an Emmy. He was the man who filmed the troops coming over the bridge into Fallujah.
Wow.
So I was surrounded by Marines when we made this movie, and we made it with like 10 people. But at every turn I was told, no, he wouldn't stand that way. He wouldn't. So I had wonderful advice of how to turn into this soldier, because I'm long past my soldier time in this movie and in real life. But, It was amazing, Chris. It was as if this movie had to be made, and there was really no problem making it. But I want people to know I have haters now again, which is great, because you know you're really not successful until you've got people threatening you. I'm sure you know all about that.
But you know, with the process you're describing, I went through something similar with the second election of Barack Hussein Obama. My book Liberty Rises, I just it reached critical mass, and I had to write it down, and that's exactly what it sounds like. You saw this story and it just exploded in your brain, and you had to write it down, and
had to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
I like to say that I can't not.
Yeah. No, I
can't not do this.
It's perfect.
And there are those things in your lives, hey, patriots out there who are listening, there are those times, make sure that you have your ears on and your eyes open, looking for such an opportunity to change the circumstance around you. And you do that by having a legitimate, not adversarial, a legitimate conversation with someone who disagrees with you over a cup of coffee. We used to be able to do that, and I think we still can. It's the radical, not even the radical. It's the left, for some reason, that feels they have the patent on what they consider to be truth.
Boy, howdy, are you right about that? I see. It's their nature. The left's nature is totalitarianism. Your speech isn't allowed if you disagree with them. And today in America, they're open about that. Folks, we're talking with John Schneider. His new movie is To Die For. I mean, maybe he might make it into a book for all.
Well,
I know.
There, maybe I should. Uh-oh.
Yeah, To Die For.
There goes another year.
Yeah, exactly. ToDieForMovie.com. ToDieForMovie.com is where you need to go to find this. I've already, as soon as I had him on Newsmax a couple days ago, I went in and downloaded it and am ready to watch it today because it's dropping today. And John,
you laughed so hard when there's a line in this movie.
Yeah.
Where somebody says, "Hey, did you get the jab?" And I say, "I wouldn't get that shot with Baldwin's arm." I thought you were going to fall out of your chair.
Yeah, I know. I know. That was hilarious. And see, these little nuggets are all through this movie. And you told my producers over Newsmax that you had 10 folks, and I think you just made mention of it here, that help you to do this film.
Yeah.
First off, isn't it amazing what we can do today, you know, just 10 or 15 years ago or 20 years ago, what we can produce for television, movies, radio with the technology that's available today, number one. But number two, I think the broader story here is Hollywood wouldn't touch your pro-American film with a 10-foot pole, would they?
Absolutely not. They wouldn't develop the script. They wouldn't pay for the film. They wouldn't distribute it. Which is too bad, you know. On one level, I understand it because, you know, they want to further their own ideas, and I guess it's easier to be taken care of than it is to work. But I would rather work for $5 an hour than be given $6,
yep.
And that's just my nature. But they wouldn't touch this, and I'm fully expecting and not so secretly hoping that one of their not-so-silent minorities will start screaming bad things about this movie. So I hereby challenge Rob Reiner to watch this film and then tweet me about it.
For those of you who don't know, Rob Reiner, Meathead from All in the Family, who actually lives up to his nickname in real life.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
And somebody the other day said, you know, John, you remind me of Archie Bunker, but you're right. You know, in this movie, things like I wouldn't get that shot with Baldwin's arm.
Yeah.
And there's a line at the end of the trailer, folks, that just came to me like, I'm telling you, I really think this was inspired by God, because the line came to me. I say, I was willing to sacrifice my life for your right to take a knee. What are you willing to sacrifice for my right not to?
Yeah, that was part of the trailer. I remember that. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Look,
thank you. Well, it just came. It was like your book. I sat down and all of a sudden I was watching my fingers typing.
Yeah. No, it's great. And by the way, folks, todieformovie.com, todieformovie.com. That's where you go to support this movie. And you know what? I don't know if you know personally or know him by reputation, Robert Davi.
Oh yeah, I worked with Robert. We did Roe v. Wade together and Doonby.
Yeah, he just produced.
We did Doonby right there in Texas, in Smithville, Texas.
Yeah, he produced, as you know, My Son Hunter with Breitbart. So
right.
there's you, there's Robert Davi, there's a couple other filmmakers. Daily Wire's doing a whole bunch of this stuff with Gina Carano. Let me ask you: are you seeing? And Dan Bongino, my pal Dan Bongino, has observed that we have parallel economies out there where you've got liberals who donate to and buy and partake in commerce with liberals, and then conservatives are doing the same. And we didn't used to have this schism in our country, but that's where it's coming to. Do you see that there's the rise now of creative, conservative, pro-American entertainment industry to rival that of Hollywood?
Yes, there has to be. So you remember the movie Network? I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it
anymore. Uh-huh.
Well, by nature, conservatives, I believe, we are passive until we can no longer be. So when, you know, there's always, oh, I think the inmates are in control of the asylum. Well, make no mistake, folks, these are odd times. These are the times, if you are conservative, if you are patriotic, if you love your country and your flag and your family, and dare I say, the gender you were born with, then I need you to stand up and not take it anymore. That doesn't mean go get rocks and throw them at somebody who's driving a Prius. Although, if I had a rock and Larry David were close by, I think I might. But what you need to do is make your voice known. And not only because it's the right thing to do, but by nature, liberals are loud. Because they are loud, they glean the attention of the advertiser, which has the purse strings of billions and billions of advertising dollars that are aimed solely at the consumer. The problem is the people who have the money don't believe that we are an important demographic as a consumer. Once billions of people say, you know what, I'm not watching your movies anymore. I'm not buying your soap anymore. They will stop.
Yeah.
They will absolutely stop. Hollywood is a line item in their portfolio. They don't care what Hollywood thinks. All they care is that Hollywood makes money for their portfolio. It all always boils down to that. Follow the money. So speak with the voice you have, the loud, loud conservative voice you have as a consumer. Stop watching Dwayne Johnson movies in private. Cancel your subscription to Netflix. And stop publicly saying you're against something and then privately supporting it with your pocketbook.
Yeah. It's time. I think you're right. I think it is time to take a stand. And I think the broader from 30,000 feet up is use your rights while you still have them, because the other side is working very hard to take those rights away from you. So parting words before I get you to go down the list of how people can get to the film. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, that's To Die For movie. Is it? That's it. All you got to do. To Die For movie. Put movie in and you'll get a Nicole Kidman movie from 1995 or something. So todieformovie.com. I want you to know I had a couple of haters. Basically, they said, you know, well, this million-dollar movie doesn't look like a $300 million Marvel film. Well, no kidding.
Yeah, well, exactly.
No kidding.
Well, movies, wait a minute. Well, hold on. Before you go on, tell me who the haters were and what basis of criticism did they have for the movie?
The haters are folks who are on YouTube, folks who sit on a green velour couch somewhere and have nothing better to do than criticize people about things they've never done themselves.
Right.
So they'll complain about the sound, they'll complain about whatever they complain about. It doesn't matter. But I remember in 1978, 1979, before the first Batman, they made a movie called Ishtar. They made a movie called Heaven's Gate. They made a movie called Howard the Duck. Each of those films lost hundreds of millions of dollars. So the saying was, well, you can't polish a turd.
Exactly. Exactly.
As soon as Hollywood figured out how to successfully sell a shiny turd, creativity went in the toilet.
But you know what? That's
funny. I didn't mean that.
Turd and toilet. Yeah, you actually made the connection. Remember that.
I made the connection.
You're gonna remember that. But again, I think you're right. It has from the beginning to now to in the future. It will always be story. You tell a good story. We've had low budget films that are fantastic storytellers that have great success. And I think that's the recipe that you have here for To Die For. So tell the folks where they can get it.
Okay. The movie looks great. The movie sounds great. It is todieformovie.com. That's to stream it now. The DVD does not come out until what we call Orange Friday, in honor of the General Lee from the Dukes of Hazzard. Yes, that is the Friday after Thanksgiving in my world, because orange cars matter.
Yes, sir.
So the DVD will come out then, and that is johnschneiderstudios.com. That's my online store. But I really, really would appreciate your support of this film, folks. To Die For Movie.com. It's a 48-hour rental. And you can get it right now. Watch it tonight. And again, I urge you to watch it with someone you disagree with or someone who disagrees with you. And make them sit there through the end.
Through the end.
If you can't, tie them or tape them to the chair. But let them go afterwards.
Yeah. John Schneider.
You don't want to have to feed them anyway.
No, then there's that. John Schneider, everybody. The movie is To Die For, todieformovie.com, todieformovie.com. And I've rented mine. I can't wait to watch it. Thank you for being here, sir.
Chris, thank you so much. Let me know what you think. I'd really appreciate it.
And that there's how the conversation went between me and Mr. Schneider. And I've got to tell you, folks, the story, I watched it with my father-in-law. And we were into story and the obvious limitations they had because of the budget they were under was easy to ignore once you got into the story and what this character was about. And I got to say, and this wasn't not to disparage any of the other actors on the film, but John Schneider really carried it. I mean, his portrayal of his character was really impactful. And I think there are a lot of things that he said in character that a lot of Americans are feeling these days and wish they could say out loud. So definitely a good idea to check out this film. Again, todieformovie.com. That there is going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor, visit a couple of websites, will you please? The first website is texasscorecard.com, texasscorecard.com. All the news that impacts Texas, and if it impacts Texas, it will impact the United States. Also go to chrissalcedo.com. Been doing a little tweaking here and there on the website. So you can drop me an email. You can drop me a voicemail. You can figure out how to book me for a speech. You can track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas, in the morning. There's an app for that. So you can hear it all over the country. And also in the afternoon on Newsmax TV, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5, Monday through Friday. Always at home. Right here on the Salcedo Storm podcast. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth, meaning its value. We don't measure that worth by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. We measure a society's worth by how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we the people. See ya.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus, 4-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. You got that bag. You got that Biggie Bag. You got that bag. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes 4-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
At Frontier, we know you've had enough of cable internet. If you're tired of steep price hikes, upload speeds slower than download speeds, and worrying about Wi-Fi, then uncable yourself and switch to Frontier Fiber. With unrandom pricing, equal uploads and downloads, and our whole home Wi-Fi guarantee. Introducing internet that works the way it should. Frontier Gig Fiber, with our 3-year price guarantee. Plus, you can get a $200 Visa reward card on us. See frontier.com/fast4 for complete offer, terms, eligibility, and performance details. Subject to availability.